Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, and tonight we have the chance once again to talk with 17th District Congresswoman Sherry Bustos.
The big news of the last day or so was former FBI Director Comey's testimony. It seems like we got a little of maybe what we expected from him, and maybe a little of not of what we expected, but it sounds to me like that this is already becoming way too much of a distraction, don't you think?
You nailed it. That's exactly the problem here. You know, I, along with many of my colleagues on the Democratic side, have been calling for an independent commission to look into this. We think it was good news, and I think the nation thinks it was good news to have former FBI Director Robert Mueller lead this, be an independent voice to look into this, a nonpartisan voice to look into this. However, we think that there needs to be a full-on commission to figure out what exactly happened here. How did Putin get involved in our democracy? How did Russia all of a sudden get involved in impeding our democratic process? And if there was any collusion with the Trump administration and the Trump campaign, let's just get to the bottom of it. But, Will, to your characterization of this being a distraction, that's exactly right. I'm on the Agriculture Committee, and I'm on the Transportation Committee. We have a five-year farm bill that's not far off from expiring. We have a five-year transportation bill that is not far off from expiring. And, you know, it's time to get the nation's work done. And with each passing tweet that comes from the president and each passing distraction that's coming out, we can't get down to talking about jobs and infrastructure and improving our health care. That's the kind of thing that we should be talking about.
Yeah, and I know that there were committee hearings on both of those matters this week that I'll get to in a minute. But I know you wanted to talk some about the federal budget situation. I think we talked a little bit about that the last time you might have been in Galesburg to a point. Where are we at this point with the federal budget? And are we, is this going about as well as we pass budgets here in Illinois?
Well, we're not that much better. Being a lifelong resident of the state of Illinois, it hurts to see that the state legislature and the governor are going into year three without a budget. Back in Illinois, we have to get down to business. But on the national end of things, President Trump has submitted his budget. And what I would say about it is it's almost as if he has forgotten this part of the nation, that he literally sees us as flyover country, because he has cut his proposal is to cut the U.S. Department of Agriculture's budget by 21%, and his plan would hurt our family farmers. It would slash the crop insurance program. He's cutting rural economic development programs that have helped more than 100,000 small businesses create almost 500,000 jobs. And just a week ago, I stood in the largest agricultural research lab in our nation, which happens to be in my congressional district that I serve, in Peoria, and he wants to close that down. You know, we have 85 scientists, PhDs, who walk through those doors every day and are doing unbelievable work to figure out how we can improve our yields. Our family farmers can improve their yields, doing research on nuisance crops to turn those into energy sources, and just all kinds of amazing research that would come to a dead halt if President Trump had his way. So I believe in working across the aisle. That's why I stood with Congressman Darren LaHood, my Republican colleague in the House. And that was really to send the message that this isn't partisan. We need to get down to business here, and let's remove the politics. But it is every day we've got a new distraction in Washington.
In terms of, again, that closure, that proposed closure of the lab in Peoria, I know you were working on getting a letter distributed that you were hoping the entire congressional delegation in Illinois would sign. Where are we at with that? And did the was there any discussion of that in the Ag Committee hearing earlier this week?
Yes, we've sent that letter off. And, again, a bipartisan letter that Darren LaHood and I helped lead. And the result of that is the result of many of the other letters that I and so many of my colleagues have sent to the administration. It's like crickets, and we don't hear back. There was a report in the media just within the last week or so that showed that the Trump administration has instructed his cabinet secretaries and leadership in the various departments not to respond to any inquiries coming from Democrats. And again, it is a political environment to begin with, but to add more partisan politics to getting our work done is just, it's something that I hate to see. And I know the people who I'm lucky enough to serve in our region, they want to see partisan politics go away, and they just want us to get down to business. So that's the latest on that. I don't have a whole lot more to report other than to say that we will, fight our hardest. And, my message to the president is I'm committed to working with him where our values align, but he doesn't seem to be interested in a bipartisan approach.
Are we otherwise closer on the whole to getting another farm bill passed?
No, we are not closer to getting a farm bill passed. Again, there's just been these constant distractions, the midnight tweets and, a budget that calls for cutting 20 cents out of every dollar that we are now spending to help our rural economy. And, I had a one-on-one conversation with the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, just within the last couple weeks, and I pleaded with him to say, please do not allow this ag lab to be closed where innovation is coming out, and asked him about the rural economy to make sure that we shore that up instead of cut that down. And we're starting those conversations and hearings, but President Trump's his scandals are holding up the progress on those.
We maybe have about a minute left of time here, Congresswoman, but I also wanted to ask you about the Transportation Committee hearing that happened earlier this week as well, given the proposal by the president to privatize air traffic controllers. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. It would be the one of the largest transfers of public assets, so what our taxpayers have paid for over many, many years, and put those in the hands of private entities. I don't think we want a gamble on public safety when it comes to flying our families within the United States and outside the United States. And my biggest concern that I raised with the Secretary of Transportation, Secretary Chao, is, what's going to happen to our smaller airports in communities like Peoria and the Quad Cities and Rockford? What will happen to the airspace there? Will larger airports like O'Hare in Chicago take precedence over what the flights that we have in and out of our smaller airports that serve our region? When we have a president now who's treating us as flyover country as opposed to, a higher priority, it concerns me a great deal. So it is something that, again, we have a fight on our hands to look out for the hardworking men and women and what we have in towns that are, 40,000 and 50,000 and under. We've got to make sure that we're looking out for our region, and that's the fight that we have on our hands, literally every single day now.
All right, Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, when do you go back to Washington?
I go back on Monday.
All right, very good. Well, Congresswoman, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon, I'm sure.
All right, thank you, Will.
All right, again, Congresswoman Sherry Bustos of the 17th District on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll check sports next on WGIL.